You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. Chances are you've heard the pops of a few fireworks in your community this week. With Thursday being the 4th of July, you'll likely hear more. It's a tradition, but is it safe? Not always. According to Dale Justice, Emergency Management Coordinator for Indian River County, he says even those small fireworks available at local stores require caution.
Absolutely. You know, every year we have almost 10,000 people that are injured by fireworks, and we're trying to tell people, have fun, but be safe.
And what are some of the things we can do to be safe?
Well, the best thing that people can do is actually go to one of the professional shows that are hosted in almost every community. Every city has one. And because the reason is the fireworks that you see there are going to be much better than what you could do at home. And the shows are conducted by professionals. The area has been inspected by fire prevention, and they've had a permit issued. And that's what those folks do. So you're going to have a great show, and you're not going to have any issues with safety.
Now, I think that a lot of us don't consider some of the things we can buy locally a danger. I have played with sparklers since I was a little girl, but there really are some precautions you need to take when doing even that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even I did the same thing. I think most of us have played with sparklers and things like that. But remember, even a sparkler, you know, that flame on a sparkler burns at over 1,200 degrees. And what I see a lot of times that makes me cringe is I'll see parents light the sparkler and hand them to a small child. The small child immediately starts waving them around like we all used to do, you know. And we don't want anybody to get burned by those things.
And adult supervision certainly is a key.
If you think about how the fireworks that you could buy at some of the big box stores or the tents, if you think about how they work, they're meant to be placed on the ground, and then someone has to light them. Well, when they light them, they stand over them. So now the injuries are to eyes, head, and hands, and we certainly don't want children to be involved in that. So, you know, so if people want to do that, they can certainly buy legal fireworks, and we can talk about what's legal and illegal. We just want them to be safe, get them out of the hands of the kids, and be careful.
What is legal in Florida? I'm not even sure I know.
The definition of fireworks in Florida means something that will explode or fly through the air. So what that means is everything you buy at the big box store or at one of the tents that say fireworks, all those have been inspected, and they're really just sparklers. You know, they don't explode, they don't fly through the air. You won't be able to get things like bottle rockets and firecrackers at one of those places because they're not legal for consumers to buy.
And if we are going to make sure we have adult supervision for this sort of things, what are some of the things we should have on standby if we're going to do some fireworks?
Well, there's a few rules, and one of the best things is to have a bucket of water available. The other one is if something is a dud or it doesn't activate like it should, leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Wait a while. Maybe even throw some water on it to make sure. A third rule is don't let children pick up discarded fireworks or duds because they might go off in their hands, you know. And tell the kids that if you find something that looks like part of a fireworks, come get an adult because we don't want any children to be hurt out there.
Well, thanks for talking to us and telling us how to keep safe.
Oh, you're welcome, Jill.
We've been speaking today with Dale Justice of Indian River County Emergency Management in hopes you'll have a safe and happy 4th of July holiday. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.